Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Greetings once again in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, King Jesus. We thank the presence of the Holy Spirit as we greet all listeners here at the pulpit ngegama lika Jesu. Our scripture reading namhlanje silapha ku Ephesians 6 ku verse 11. Lifundeka kanje, put on the full armor of God so that you stand against the devil's scheme. Silibonge izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje. This is one of the reasons which compelled us to put on the full armor, not the part of armor, but the full armor, in order for us to be able not to fall, but to stand against the devil's schemes. Mind you, we have an offensive and a defensive armor. In the spiritual realm, our defensive armor is our faith, and the offensive armor is the word of God. Manje, the helmet of salvation is a symbol that protects our minds, the way we should think, and the breastplate is a symbol that which protects our hearts, as the word requires us to guide our heart, because out of it comes the issues of life. The heart and the mind are the core parts, whether we win or we lose the battle in an aspect of life. Hence, sifunda lapha ku Philippians 4, that we need the peace of Jesus that surpasses all understanding to hold our minds and our hearts together. Now, the verse we read, Ephesians, mentioned the scheme of the evil one. Mumasi analyze the scheme of the evil one. Analyze the word scheme. It means to plot against. It means to be tactful. It means to be strategic. Mind you, we need to understand that all can be easy for the devil. Jesus Christ told us, the devil is the father of lies. And at the same time, uMasipega ku 2 Corinthians 11:14, it tells us the devil is able to disguise himself as the angel of light. Today, as we are going to talk about the one of his schemes, which is false accusation. If you have ever been false accused, welcome on board. The devil has done it ever since in our lives. He has done it even people before us in the Old Testament. And he has done it in the New Testament. He has done it in marriages. He has false accused people in churches, in the government. And we read Lapagu Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, wakona uti, that the devil is an accuser of the brethren. Moreover, people out there do make false allegations among themselves for the various reasons. Some they do it to defraud others in order to get money. Some do the false allegation happen because of misidentification. Some they do it to cover up something or someone. Whatever reason may be, but the fact has a root of evil, because Satan is the initiator of it. Masibheka lapha ku Luke 23. Sibona insecurity yama leaders akwa Israel. Insecurity yabo yenza ukuthi bam accuse uJesu Kristo. Uyabona abantu maba insecure, they'll gossip about you. Abantu maba insecure, they will hate you without any reason. Abantu maba insecure, they'll do anything. Ngani ngoba they are insecure. Even nagu Jesu Kristo, the leaders of that time, they were insecure to the extent sokuthi they had to lie. Ungani benzo insecurity yabo. Sifunda lapha kuncwadi ka Luke chapter 23. Sifunde from verse 1 to 5. Lithi the whole assembly rose, led him off to Pilato. And they began to accuse him, saying, Siyalizwa lithi, they began to accuse him. If a person is accused, it means ukuthi akusinto ayenzile, bayam accuser. It says, and they began to accuse him, saying, "We have found this man subverting our nation. He opposes payment of taxes to Caesar and claim to be Christ, a king." Says one of my accusation. Ukuthi uclaima ukuthi ukuthi akafuna ukubhadala itekisi. Angithi bake beza bazomtesta uJesu. Wazi wathumela omunye ukuthi ambolanda imali lapha enhlanzini. Manje yizinto bebezama ukuyithola. Why? Because they were insecure. Manje lapha kuverse 3 it is, so Pilate asked Jesus, "Are you the king of the Jews?" "Yes, it is as you say," Jesus replied. Then Pilate announced to the chief priest and the crowd, "I find no basis for a charge against this man." Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sibona ama false accusation. Ukuthi if they accuse you falsely, know that even Jesus Christ was accused falsely. Manje umali qhubeka lithi kuverse 4. Then Pilate announced to the chief priests and the crowd, "I found no basis for charge against this man." Verse 5, it says, "But they insisted. He stirred up the people all over Judea by his teachings. He started in Galilee and he has come to all the way here." Manje siyabona ukuthi bathi uma behluleka kule, beza kule, bahluleke kule, beza kule. Manje injalo into. Sometimes emalokishini ethu baze baku-accuse ngokuthi uyadakatha. Sometimes even in our families baku-accuse ngokuthi uyadakatha. Manje ama-false accusation yizinto eziza nesitha. And there's a force behind it, ngoba laba. The force behind that false accusation was insecurity yabo. Bebe msaba uJesu, bebe insecure to the extent ukuthi bebe ngazukuthi benze njani ngaye. Manje silibona izwi kaNkuluNkulu, even napha kuZachariah chapter 3, uma silifunda izwi kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi kwabonakala ivision uZachariah ebona uSathane ezama ukuaccuse ubani uJoshua the priest. Manje another reason of accusation is a result of lack of accountability. People who lack accountability, they will always shift the blame to others and falsely accuse them. Umuntu amoshe into akafuna ukuba accountable ukuthi ngiyenzile, I'm sorry, but they will want somebody ukuthi nangu iyenziwa nabantwana bethu leyo nto bebancane abazukulu bethu bayayenza ethe moshile uzothi hayi ubani banomoshile manje yini le. It's a false accusation if we don't stop it whilst they are young, ukuthi uma wenze into wrong say sorry uyenzile. Don't false accuse other people because there's a force behind a false accusation, and the false behind is the force of the enemy. Manje, a false accusation not only affects a person who is falsely accused, but the people around that person. So their mind are polluted and deprived of the good things that can receive from that person. Ngani ngoba that person is falsely accused. And now the mind of the people baba polluted ngokuzwa lama accusation angekho. Manje sibona nendaba eBhayibhelini ka Mephibosheth oye wayindodana kaJonathan, ukuthi the entire life ka Mephibosheth, he spent his life in Lodabar because of false accusation ngoDavide. Manje in our days many people, they are living a life a life yokuba deprived. Why? Because of false accusation. And manje ama relative namhlanje abasahambelani because of false accusation. Ubone sekwashona ubani accusana kuzizikululane, uthole zithole information wrong, kube yinto enjalo akusahanjelwana. Why? Because the enemy, any weapon ayisebenzisayo uku false accuser abantu. Manje in our days Many people are deprived the opportunity as a result of hearing false accusations about others whose names are being scandalized. Earlier on, we analyzed the meaning of scheming, and we said it is to plot against, is to be tactful and to be strategic. And this is a focus in terms of Satane, are operating a false accusation. Masipega is Gankulunkulu, we find out even in the book of Nehemiah. Uguti, even Unehemiah Nguake, Nehemiah was falsely accused. Umasifunda lapaya from verse 10, I mean chapter 6, from verse 2, Sienayo Enzansi. Sifunda sit little lilizi. When the word came to Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshon the Arab, and the rest of enemies that had rebuild the world, and not a gap was left in it. Thou, up to that time, I had not set the doors in the gate. Sanballat and Geshem sent me this message. Come, let us meet together in one of the villages on a plain of honor. But they were scheming to harm me. Sikhulume ngani, ngokuthi another thing uSathane ayenzayo is to scheme. But they were scheming to harm me. So I sent messengers to them with this reply. I'm carrying on the great projects and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I live and go down to you? Four times they sent me the same message, and each time I gave them the same answer. Then the fifth time, Sanballat sent his assistant to me with the same message, and in his hand was an unsealed letter in which was written, it is reported among the nation and Geshom, say it is true that you and the Jews are plotting to revolt, and therefore you are building the wall. Moreover, according to these reports, we are about to become their king, and have even appointed prophets to make this proclamation about you in Jerusalem. There is a king in Judah. Now this report will get back to the king. So come, let us confer together. I sent him the reply, nothing like what you are saying is happening. You are just making it up out of your own head. That is false accusation. Abayenza ababhala incwadi ukuthi manje uNehemiah njengoba kwakhiwa amabonda seke zenza into ethile, seke gcobe abantu abathile. That's a false accusation. Manje kuverse 9 wakhona ithi they were all trying to frighten us, thinking their hands will get too weak for the work and it will not be completed. But I prayed, now strengthen my hands. Manje na uNehemiah, it's being false accused. Ekuthunyela izinto ezingekho ngaye. But uNehemiah was bold enough. And into ayenzile uNehemiah, lithi kwaNkulunkulu, wacela kuNkulunkulu wathi, now strengthen my hands. Kusho ukuthi esikhathini lapho when you are falsely accused, there's something that you need to do. You need to pray to God. We need to pray to God. Uthi uNkulunkulu sisize. But sometimes we want to defend ourselves. Sometimes we can't even take this answer. This is proven. No, lento, I'm being false accused. But now today, I would like to say, we are talking about the another strategy, Satane, as answer to destroy abantu bakaNkulunkulu. And it is just, we ask God has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Manje, in the answer is to false accuse. Manje sibonga uNkulunkulu that we have learned a lesson how uNehemiah akwazi ukuthi ayisebenze lento. Yazi uNehemiah became very wise ngoba lapha ku chapter 2 wakhona sithola ukuthi uNehemiah before azokwakha amabonda wenza ukuhlakanipha kokusebenzisa ukuthi enze ani observe the protocol, enze izinto right. Ngoba uNehemiah uma sifunda ku chapter 2 wakhona sithola ukuthi uNehemiah before yokwakha amabonda wacela waye enkosini wathi ngicela ungibhalele incwadi engizohamba ngayo ngiyofika le phambili kubantu abangaphezulu ngibanikeze yona ngingazenzeli. Manje laba mebezofalsa accuse bathola ukuthi manje abazi ukuthi uNehemiah already seke hambe nencwadi, seke thunyele nencwadi ukuthi kwaziwe ukuthi wenzani. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje sisaqhubeka ngezwi likaNkulunkulu sifunda uverse 7 and 9 wakhona lapha ezwini kaNkulunkulu kuchapter 2 lithi, I also said to him, if it pleases the king, may I have letters to the governors of Trans-Euphrates so that they will provide me with safe conduct until I arrive in Judah. And may I have a letter to Asaph, keeper of the king's forest, so that will give me the timber to make beams for the gates and the citadel of the temple and for the city and wall for those resident copy. Manje lana siyafunda ukuthi manje in order for us ukuthi sivale amasuba e false accusation kufanele ukuthi izinto sizenze ngohlelo, silandele i protocol, silandele into kufana noma usuka kwelinye ibandla uya kwelinye ibandla. Esikhathini esiningi sishiya smoshile singakwazi ukuthi manje siyabona kudala in the word of God bohamba ne letter oya ngayo kwelinye ibandla. Namhlanje asenziwa into efana nalezi, yiko lokhu sijabulela ukuthi singabafundisi masibona abantu asibazi ukuthi basuke kanjani. Mabefika la bayafika kube mnandi, kodwa ithi ngutshele mabesuka bazosuka nabaningi lapho. Manje esikhathini esiningi sikhuluma ngani nge-false accusation, ukuthi manje uSathane esinye istrategy sakhe asebenzisayo is to false accuse. Ekuseni kwanamhlanje izwi likaNkulunkulu, manje so whatever uSanballat and his companion intended to do, it never took a ground as Nehemiah was wise enough to ask the king to grant him letters. In this we learn that submitting to the authority and nullify the works of the enemy. And the Bible, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17, tells us, secondly, ukuthi uma sibheka kuHebrews chapter 13, verse 17, izwi likaNkulunkulu ukuthi lithini. KuHebrews chapter 13, verse 17, lithi leli lizwi, obey your leaders and submit to their authority. They keep watch over you as a man who must give an account. Obey them so that their work will be a joy, not a burden, for that will be an advantage to you. Manje sibona ukuthi izwi kaNkulunkulu uthi sikwazi ukuvala i-false accusation, ukuthi nabantu abasiphethe kufanele ukuthi sibahloniphe. Ngani? Ngoba manje the enemy ufuna isuba lokuthangene enze noma kanjani. Manje izwi kaNkulunkulu ekuseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngena nge-false accusation, siyabona bangcwele ukuthi manje akaqala uSathane noJosepha, he was falsely accused. UJosepha waze wawuhlala in prison for many years, more than 2 years ehleli kwiprison because he was falsely accused umfazi kaPotifa. Manje baningi abantu abangena entweni babe falsely accused, and esikhathini esiningi namhlanje kuze kuhamba nakumedia, kuhamba viral kumedia, abantu balalele izinto ezikhulunywa ngabantu abathile and they believe that instead of allowing the Holy Spirit ukuthi sibatshele iqiniso ukuthi lento ehamba la iqiniso noma. That is why singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu uma kufika kule zinto zokuthi dlulisa kufanele singadlulisi nje noma kanjani. Ngani? Ngoba khona ezinye izinto uSathane azisebenzisayo accuse abanye abantu. Manje ekuseni kwanamhlanje incwadi kaPetro sesivala lithi lapha uFirst Petro Peter chapter 4 verse 14 lithi if we are falsely accused for the name of Christ, we are blessed. The spirit of the glory and of God rests upon us. So into kufanele si-accuse ngayo, kufanele ukuthi si-accuse ngezwi likaNkulunkulu, hayi ngezinto ezingekho. Manje at the same time, uFirst Peter chapter 3 verse 16 tells us to keep a good conscience so that in the thing in which we are slandered, those who revile your good behavior in Christ will be put to shame. This happened to Job also, when his friends, instead of showing empathy to him, they started falsely accuse him. Siyakhumbula ukuthi kwaze kwagcina uNkulunkulu ethi khulekela abangane bakho. Ngani ngoba they falsely accuse him ngezinto eziningi. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sesivala uLeviticus 19:16. UNkulunkulu, God warned people. He warned us to that we must not go about as slanderers among our people, even to our neighbors. Singakwenzi lokho. Manje ekseni kwanamhlanje sikhuluma ngento usathana yenzayo, i false accusation, and namhlanje igcwele. Ngani ngoba kufakwa zonke izinto abo TikTok, kwenza zonke izinto ezigcwele, abantu ba false accuser izinto bazithathe bazidlulisele komunye. Usathane usinikeze umsebenzi, uJesu asinikeze umsebenzi ukuthi sambise ivangeli, but namhlanje sambise izindaba esingekho show ngazo. May God help us, singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you this morning. We pray ukuthi Nkosi yami sivule amehlo sibone imisebenzi yobumnyama, ukuthi uSathane uphume ngamandla nakithi singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Uphume ngamandla Nkosi yami, ukuthi sometimes we falsely accuse one another, siyadlulisa izinto esingekho show ngazo, kanti uSathane uyo ozispreadile. May God help us esikhathini esifana nalesi. In Jesus' name, amen.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.